U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter made a stop at U.S. Central Command at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa yesterday to put in a good word for CENTCOM Commander Lloyd Austin and praise for the man he hopes will replace him.
I'm supremely confident that the man the president will nominate to take General Austin's place when his work here at CENTCOM is completed, very confident in that man, and that is General Joe Votel. He has done a superb job as the commander of U.S. Special Operations Command.
Austin has led CENTCOM since 2013. Austin added that he was thankful that 10 American sailors detained by Iran are now free, but he didn't have much else to say about it.
In order to get that detailed information, we really do need to talk to or debrief all 10 sailors and then lay out the sequence of events as things transpired. And then I think we'll have a much better, much clearer picture once we've done that. It would be ill-advised for us to publish a timeline prior to having completed that process.
Videos and images of the sailors on their knees with their hands tied has some lawmakers accusing Iran of violating the Geneva Conventions by distributing those videos. The U.S. State Department said yesterday the conventions do not apply because Iran and the U.S. are not at war. The Obama administration has downplayed criticism that the Iran nuclear accord has emboldened Iran to conduct aggressive actions against the U.S. and the West.